Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today, and this is a special edition of our Ag Perspectives podcast. We've got Kent Backus of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joining us today. He's their trade specialist and a very happy person today on this Monday after the announcement yesterday of President Trump and Prime Minister Abe coming to an agreement over a trade, including agricultural products, and it appears that we might be able to level the playing field when it comes to tariffs between us and the Japanese in comparison to some of the trading competitors that we have out there. Kent, your thoughts about this particular agreement announcement?
We are very excited about this announcement. Obviously, with President Trump, Prime Minister Abe making that joint statement yesterday, on the outside of the G7, we're very excited to see this announcement come forward. And I think the big thing that we're looking for here is that this is an agreement in principle, and so it essentially sets the stage for our negotiators to meet for the next few weeks to iron out some of the details. But I think the overall goal is to try to have a formal announcement sometime later next month, hopefully around the time of the UN General Assembly meeting. And I think that is certainly sending a strong message to our producers. It's sending a strong message to the rest of the world that the U.S. is open for business, and that we are, good trade partners, and that we want to see expanded access for U.S. beef and other commodities all over the world. And this is great news for us because Japan is our biggest export market, and I think this holds a lot of promise moving forward.
From I'm sure you've seen some of the reports, especially out of Japan on the news side of things, that they kind of are speculating that this in effect will be a leveling of the playing field as far as the tariff differential.
Yeah, we would hope that a trade agreement with the Japanese would put us on that level playing field. Now, the devil's in the details on this, and we don't want to speculate on what that would be. But, the Japanese have been very clear about what their intentions would be. The U.S. has been very clear as well. And so I think that's why you see a lot of these assumptions and these lines being drawn, connecting this to the TPP levels. I think when the administration finally rolls out those details, I think it's going to be something we will all be happy about, simply because, we cannot afford to stay at status quo. Status quo is not going to work for us. We're sitting at a 38.5% tariff in our leading export market, and all of our competitors from the TPP countries, from the EU as well, everyone that has these trade agreements with the Japanese, they have a significant tariff rate advantage over us. Right now, we're at 38.5%, and many of these TPP countries are at 26.6%. That sends a message to Japanese importers that they need to start sourcing from these other countries. And if we don't do anything soon and we stay with the status quo, then that is going to put us at a significant disadvantage. So this announcement is great. We really look forward to seeing this move forward. We need this to move forward as quickly as possible, and I think that is that's certainly some welcome news that we are happy to hear. And we need some good news on trade, and we need to see this move forward as soon as possible.
I guess we're still kind of standing by waiting to see if indeed this is a limited or narrow enough agreement that it might not require congressional approval, but that would be obviously best case scenario.
Yeah, I think we're going to wait and see how they're going to move forward with this. We know that Congress has been very supportive of the president trying to engage with the Japanese. There's very strong bipartisan support in Congress for expanded trade with Japan. So I think they'll certainly get behind whatever comes forward. We don't know how it will be enacted or anything else. There are some trade lawyers who will be working on that and be working with within the administration and with Congress to make sure this goes forward. But the president's been very clear in the fact that he wants to move as quickly as possible and try to open as many of these markets as he can. And if he can do that without having to have Congress scrutinize every little thing, and you know, be able to expedite the process, I think that's a good thing. We certainly don't want to see any trade agreement, whether it's Japan or USMCA or anything else, be held hostage by Congress, especially when we need access to these important markets. So we don't know exactly how that will unfold, but we trust that as soon as this agreement is signed, that you know, we'll hopefully be able to implement this as soon as possible, because we've got to get on a level playing field with our competitors, or we're going to see significant losses in our most important export market.
Thank you, Kent. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office, talking about the announced deal in principle between President Trump and Prime Minister Abe of Japan over the weekend at the G7 in France. Looks like we might have a chance to catch up on these tariff differentials between the United States and Japan, giving us back on a level playing field, putting us back on a level playing field once again with the Australians, with the Canadians, even the Mexicans, who could sell beef into those into that marketplace at a much cheaper price than we can, at least at the current time. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.